After Kobe Bryant's sudden passing on Sunday, much has been made of his high school basketball career in the Philly suburbs. But his roots in the region are deeper than that. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us about the love, hate, and love again relationship between Kobe and his hometown.
Before there was Kobe Bean Bryant, there was his dad, Joe Jellybean Bryant.
Bryant puts it on the floor, gets inside of Spencer. Hey, whoa! Comes over the top of Kareem.
Joe was the most famous Bryant in the city for decades. He starred at Bartram High School in Southwest Philly, went to LaSalle University, and spent the first part of his pro career with the 76ers. He even met his wife Pam in West Philly. They both had grandparents who lived on the same block. And in 1978, they had a baby boy.
Kobe!
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 Kobe wasn't a one-name sensation yet when he enrolled at Lower Merion High School in the early 90s. But head coach Greg Downer knew the kid was special. He made a stunning comparison to assistant Jeremy Treatman when Bryant was just a freshman.
He told me, Michael Jordan's in our gym, and it took about 3 years for people to understand the greatness of Kobe Bryant.
Over his high school career, Kobe turned Lower Merion from a doormat into a state champ.
Wow! Kobe Bryant is for real!
Kobe announced after high school that he would go straight to the NBA. His teammate Dave Rosenberg says a lot of folks were shocked by the decision, but Kobe was steadfast.
He was probably the only one in that gym that kind of envisioned what his career would be at that point when he was 17 or 18 years old.
The Sixers had the first pick in that year's draft, but they took Allen Iverson. Kobe ended up on the rival Los Angeles Lakers, where he would win 5 championships. One of those came over Iverson and the 76ers in 2001. The very next year, Philadelphia hosted the NBA's annual All-Star Game. When Kobe Bryant won the game's MVP award, his hometown fans were not pleased.
It feels good to come home. I know the fans are, you know, booing, but nonetheless, it feels good to come home and play in front of the home crowd.
Now, it wouldn't be a Philly love story without a little bit of booing and without a comeback. Over time, Bryant's icy relationship with his hometown fans thawed. And when he played his final NBA game in Philadelphia in 2015, fan reaction did a 180.
Kobe!
Through it all, Bryant was a Philly guy. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018, Bryant's wife captured video of the lifelong Birds fans celebrating.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. Yes, for what?
Philly and Kobe didn't always feel like a we, but it seemed to end up that way. The Philly kid, with the Philly roots, found his way back home. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.